The Power and Perils of Social Media. In the 21st century, social media have become a ubiquitous fact of life, having surpassed all other types of internet usage to become the most popular form of web activity in the world. Social media is the collective term for innumerable internet and mobile technologies that allow individuals and organizations to engage in interactive electronic communication. All of these media share certain common attributes, whether we are talking about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or YouTube. All rely on user-generated content and encompass virtual communities that may include thousands, even millions, of people. In the beginning, the new media seemed to represent merely a novel form of entertainment or pastime. In fact, the gigantic reach and egalitarian nature of social media have made them a potent force that has the ability to literally reshape society. Social media empower normal people by evening the odds between the rich, famous, and powerful, and ordinary citizens. Today, a teenager in a remote village can post a video on YouTube that reaches and influences more people than a speech by a congressional leader. All over the planet, people have come to recognize and harness the remarkable clout of social media. The formidable nature of social media first became acutely evident in the Middle Eastern uprisings that began in December of 2010. When long-established regimes suppressed traditional media in the face of political protests, citizens looked to the new media to dispense information, organize meetings and rallies, and to shake the public from its complacency. With the cooperation of journalists and other organizations, words, images, and video quickly spread in the affected countries and across the globe. It was difficult for the governments to stage crackdowns, not only because the whole world was watching, but also because the protesters were more technologically savvy in their use of social media. One by one, the regimes crumbled, overcome by the unstoppable momentum for change that was initiated and sustained by social media. It was not surprising when the uprising in Egypt and the subsequent toppling of the government came to be known as the Facebook Revolution. The importance of social media was soon demonstrated again in the aftermath of a natural disaster. After a massive magnitude 9.0 earthquake and tsunami struck Japan in 2011, traditional means of communication were interrupted. Getting through by cell phone was also nearly impossible, with transmission bogged down by unprecedented demand. Social media quickly became a crucial means of communication as the afflicted area and the nation grappled with the devastation. In Japan and around the world, concerned individuals flocked to social network sites to communicate with loved ones, share news and information, and offer sympathy and assistance. Google quickly launched a Person Finder application to help people locate and connect with family members, while the Red Cross moved to collect donations via Twitter. Meanwhile, the impact of the terrible event on global consciousness was notably recorded by a spate of trending Twitter tags, such as hashtag PrayForJapan, hashtag Japan, hashtag JapanQuake, and hashtag Tsunami. As social media have matured, however, critics have warned of a darker influence they exert on society. Some say we have relinquished our privacy and become a society of exhibitionists and voyeurs through the public sharing of personal information. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. In recent years, it has been revealed that our information is not only available to our friends and followers, but is being collected and sold to interested organizations who compile and analyze our every post, click, clip, reply, and opinion. This data is not only used by advertisers to build consumer profiles, but sometimes by more clandestine parties who may seek to influence our political choices through spreading fake news or defamatory information about political figures. The message is that the power of social media is not always used for benign purposes. As individuals, we must do more to protect our privacy, while at the same time demand more oversight of social media by regulatory bodies. 1. Define social media. 2. How did social media help people after the massive earthquake and tsunami struck Japan?